Hi, Tommy. Here, just after first qualifying, on the second day of running. First of all, how have you felt the car on the track so far? Happy with the setup and the progress so far?
Yeah, quite happy. This is the fastest that we've gone with the Corvette C7R here at Le Mans. So we've made some good progress this year. I think we had a good feeling coming into the weekend here, just from preseason testing that we've done within the car and car development, but also with Michelin with the tires. Felt like we made a good step there with them this year. So I think we had a good feeling that we were going to make a good improvement this year, and so far it's proved to be the case. Going faster than we ever have with the car. Car feels good. We've had some years here where the car's fast but hard to drive, and so far this year it's fast but easier to drive. So that's obviously a big deal here for Le Mans. Running such little downforce, having a car that you're comfortable with will definitely make a difference every 24 hours.
Because naturally Corvette have a lot of racing in the States, but how does the team prepare for this race year on year to try and extract more pace, more drivability, as you say?
It's just the engineers working really hard and taking our comments each year and really analyzing what we're looking for in the car and what car that we had in years past and what sort of setups that we've used in the past, basically, and then trying to continue to develop the car and make it better in those areas where we think we are lacking compared to our competitors. So it's really those guys, working hard, crunching simulation numbers constantly, trying to figure out, how to get a better car while still keeping it fast. And then it is also working with Michelin on a better tire. We've had some years here where we kind of get locked into one tire that seems to work the best for us. And this year it seems like we have each tire compound that we have available really works about as well as the next one, and it's just suited for different track temperatures, basically. So that's always been the goal, is to have the right tire compound for the right time of day. But in years past, we've maybe missed a little bit on one of the compounds or something like that. And this year, I think we've really hit it pretty well on all of them. So that's good. I mean, for us as drivers, you can tell if your preferred tire is a little bit out of the window, you might have to work too hard to kind of get it into the window again. So far this weekend, it's been a little bit effortless in that sense. So that's good. We're doing everything that we can with this car now to make it as fast as we can. And it's working for us. Certainly need a little bit more to kind of be at the head of the field, but still some time. And it is obviously a long race. It's not just about qualifying pace. It's about, 24 hours. So that's where this team really excels, is everything outside of just the car setup options and going for a qualifying lap. It's about the strategy and pit stops, all those things. That's what this team does really well. And as Doug said, 19 years, same team, essentially, same car. There's a lot of experience on this team, at this race. And that certainly helps us each year.
As Doug said, it's been 19 years with this team, but obviously you've been here where, I want to say 7, but I could be wrong.
This could be 8 for me now with the team, I think. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. This is 8 now.
Obviously, a team can't stand still. We've seen the times in GT just get faster and faster and faster and faster. So have you seen this team, Corvette, evolve in that structure, in that team, in that environment over that time?
Yeah, so when I first joined the team, the car, the way the car drove and the way that they sort of made lap time, you had to be really slow with your hands and your feet, which you have to be here anyways with low downforce with our car in general, it seems like. But as time has gone on, we've been able to make it progressively more drivable, car that reacts quicker, that is a little bit more friendly for us as drivers. So I think part of that is just the downforce levels of the cars increasing over the years. But I think also part of that is you know, us, the engineers working with us as drivers each year and having the continuity that they've had with Ollie being here for many, many years now, you know, slowly making the cars, sort of tuning the cars with our comments in mind, obviously, and having a consistent sort of feedback loop that, in that sense, getting the car better and better each year certainly seems like it pays off, because the car that we had here in 11 was quite difficult to drive, whereas now it's still hard to drive for sure, but it's a lot of fun.
And of course, Corvette has had a pretty solid driver lineup. They don't change much, so obviously there must be a good camaraderie between the drivers. How does that work?
Yeah, you know, I think we all get along very well. We all certainly are very competitive amongst ourselves, but nobody holds anything back, you know, between each other. Where, you know, I spent yesterday talking with Rocky for a long time, just chatting about, because it was his first time here in the car. He's driven in the sim, was, you know, missed the test day, but just trying to help him kind of get up to speed. And then I went out with him on the first run, and then I was out of the car just after he was, and I just talked with him for a little while, because he was a little bit, didn't like the way the car felt, but the track conditions were not great yesterday to start with. So just talking through with him what I was feeling, making sure that, you know, that matched up with what he felt. And, you know, by the night yesterday, he was on pace with everybody else. So it is two cars, but all six of us really, you know, working together to try to get Chevy, you know, a win each time here at Le Mans, and eight Le Mans wins. So something's working there for sure.
And there's two for you, isn't there? So it must be quite satisfying.
It is. You know, the first one there in 11 was really, really big for me in my career. I felt like my first year with Corvette, that was a big moment for me for sure. And then getting another one in 15 there with Ollie and with Jordan. You know, really for me, growing up around sports car racing and watching sports car racing as a kid, Le Mans was the pinnacle of pretty much all of motorsport. And the fact that my dad having won pretty much everything there was to win in the U.S. and seeing him for a couple of years there sort of try to get to Le Mans to be a part of that and never really having that opportunity, that's pretty cool. And, you know, to have him here for my first win in 11, you know, he said it, you know, felt better than, you know, had he been here with his own team and won the race. So that's a cool moment for sure for me.
And because when you were watching, even when you were driving the panels, did you ever think that you could make a factory driver with Corvette and achieve this sort of success?
Those years with Panos, that was definitely not on my mind. You know, first of all, the first year here, I was so sort of overwhelmed with the experience of Le Mans. It was like nothing I'd ever experienced in the U.S., basically. So that was a really cool time for sure. You know, but certainly coming here with Corvette in 11, it was a whole different experience. The sort of the pressure that went along with coming here with Corvette that year was massive. 6 and 7 was a lot of fun. And not that I didn't take it seriously, but coming here and doing events like this and driving with guys like Ollie and Yan and Olivier and Antonio, I mean, you know, their successes here, you know, for me I was 25 or 26 year old kid basically in this factory role with a car that's had so much success here at Le Mans, a lot of pressure there, but ultimately as a driver you want to be in a car that can compete for the win. And you know, it was one of those things that once I got into the race, all of the pressures of being a part of this team went away, and was just excited to be in the car and to be in a position where I knew that I had a car and a team that could win the race.
Just looking back, is there any comparisons now between a factory Corvette now and and a panels back then, despite just being front-engined, four-wheel drive cars?
Realistically, I've driven GT2 cars now since 2006 all the way till now. You know, it's sort of the same class it's been. The cars then to the cars now are night and day different. We were just looking at qualifying times from 06, and I think we qualified at like a 405 something. And, you know, here we are now 15 seconds faster. So it's amazing the difference speed-wise as time has gone on. But at the end of the day, yes, the cars all do feel a little bit different, but ultimately it's the same process. You're trying to find, you know, squeeze the most out of the car wherever you can. I wish I could go back, you know, to 06 again and try again, you know, with all the experience that I have now in the cars. But it's been a lot of fun with these different teams. I had a great time with Multimatic and with Panos here in 06, then with L&T in 07, and then driving with Ray Hall and the Porsche and then the BMWs. I've been very fortunate to be with some really good teams and have really good co-drivers to sort of help me along, so to speak, in that process, and learn a lot from all those guys over the years. That has absolutely helped me today.
And finally, what's now the strategy for Corvette going forward, particularly in the race? It's obviously on the wrong side of an exciting finish last year, so obviously it must make the team hungrier.
Yeah, certainly hungry. Even so, we have eight wins here at Le Mans. You're really only as good as your last one, which didn't come and wasn't until 15. So it's been a little while since we've had success here. Last year was certainly, I would say, a success in some sense, but we come here to win, so to be that close definitely hurts a little bit. But our thought process is no different than it's been in years past. It's focusing on the race, making sure that we don't make mistakes in the race. Being good in the pits. You know, our crew guys work tirelessly at home, trying to maximize every opportunity that might come in the race as far as strategy goes and options that we might have in the race to save some time or make up some time. So those guys are ready. We're ready. We still have one qualifying session to go here, but we're already kind of looking towards the race now a little bit and getting excited for sure for that one. It's going to be big with so many cars that can win the race. This year, I think for a lot of us drivers, we're anxious to get a win here this year just with the class being so competitive.
Well, best of luck. I can't wait to see how you go.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.